Good morning, everyone. Welcome to UR podcast of Unity Radio from the University of Genoa, the harbor of your voice. My name is Marta. I am a student of Unity, attending the first year of the Master in Fundamental Rights and Environmental Protection. And today, I'm here to introduce you to my trip journal to the event ESA 2023. Don't worry if you don't know what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm here for. And so, in the first episode, I am going to explain to you what is ESA 2023 and how have I got to know about it. Let's begin then. It all started in the end of November 2022, when I was scrolling through the upcoming events of Ulysseus, among which there was a highlighted message stating
"Registration to the European Students' Assembly 2023.
Just a quick detour for those who do not know what Ulysseus is. Well, it is an international and entrepreneurial European university and European Students Alliance, which aims to shape the new generations to become citizens of the world. It is built upon 5 key goals that will help contribute to tackling today's main issues and prepare European citizens for an increasingly complex and dynamic society. In order to fulfill these goals, Ulysseus has built up a both territorial and digital innovation ecosystem. More precisely, Ulysseus is founded on the collaboration between 6 universities dislocated in different regions of Europe, with a specific innovation hub in each one of these. The fruitful cooperation between these hubs has made it possible to develop a new transnational academic offer, such as joint and double degrees, short courses, language courses, and summits. In this way, Ulysseus has created a great community that will help contribute to the modernization and digital transition of each university, connecting different regions of Europe and gathering the best of each one of these, putting diversity at the very heart of this project. Fun fact, guys, Unige is one of these 6 virtuous universities, and it has been a great honor and a huge luck for me to have the possibility to take part in the first international and official student summit of Ulysseus, which took place in Seville in December 2021. Since then, I've grown more and more fond of this Open to the World project, getting involved as much as possible in its community and staying updated about the various new events. So here we go back to the start, to when I found out about the ESA on the Ulysseus website. The European Students' Assembly, ESA, is a new grassroots project that yearly gathers more than 200 students from most European universities alliance, such as Ulysseus, to debate current issues, draft political recommendations for the future of Europe, and advocate them among stakeholders and decision makers. It is one of the most prestigious projects of the European Universities Community EUC, and it is entirely designed and implemented by a steering committee composed of students and academic and non-academic staff members from different higher education institutions. This year's edition has been the second one, and the debate has focused on the following 10 topics, each one tackled in a dedicated panel. Panel number 1 was about deliberative versus representative democracy, how to reduce the gap between citizens and policymakers and create a more united Europe. Panel number 2 was about lessons from the past. How could the French and German history of reconciliation serve as a model to overcome conflicts and build unity? Panel number 3 was about how to secure fair and sustainable access to energy in Europe at different levels. And then panel number 4 was about from farm to fork. How can local food distribution channels contribute to a fairer and more sustainable European food system? Panel number 5 was about taking better care of each other. What should be the European approach to mental health? Panel number 6 was about how to ensure a fair and sustainable digital transition in a context of exploding demand and raw material scarcity. Then panel number 7 was about the question, is the EU in a position to develop an efficient foreign policy and an autonomous defense policy that would ensure the safety of its citizens? Panel number 8, cities of the future. How could sustainable cities contribute in European autonomy and people welfare? Panel number 9, excellence versus inclusion. How can Europe universities contribute to provide a more inclusive access to skills and knowledge? And last but not least, panel number 10, European Year of Skills. What role can higher education institutions play in reducing the skills gap in Europe? The expected outcome of the debate was a set of recommendations on the 10 debating topics, which had to be collected during the debating sessions by the students. Then, after an official voting procedures on the proposed recommendations, it was planned that students would have had the chance to personally share opinions and ask questions to members of the European Parliament, who were going to be invited to the event. As it goes without saying that when I first discovered about the existence of this event and realized that I could have the possibility to take part through Ulysseus, my excitement was rocketing high at the speed of light. So I would have had the chance to go to the European Parliament in Strasbourg and to contribute to the fostering of a new spirit in Europe, collaborating with many international students as excited, enthusiastic and proactive as I am. And so, even if the application deadline for the registration to the ESA was already pretty near, I decided to take the chance and contact immediately all the coordinators and referees of the Ulysseus project in the University of Genoa to get them to know about the ESA and ask for their permission and consent and sustain for my participation. At the beginning, I was pretty sure that it would have been smooth and easy to get a positive response. But as the days went by, and many bureaucratic obstacles, also necessary and void ones, started to arise, I began to see my goal of participating to the ESA event getting farther, to the point of having to give up on it. As a matter of fact, the deadline for the application expired without me being able to get the approval of my own university due to a massive disorganization and lack of communication. I felt really disappointed and left behind by that one institution that I had always considered up to that moment to be a place of growth and empowerment. Moreover, I had to reshape and give up on my initial excitement and motivation, which is not something easy to do when you really believe in something and you would be ready to firmly commit yourself to it. The easiest way was to forget about the ESA, forget about Ulysseus and get back to my daily life without any further engagement. You may ask yourself, how is it possible that I'm here now talking to you about the ESA and Ulysseus if I had given up on it? As I said at the beginning, it was just the end of last year. So in the meantime, many months have gone by and things have drastically changed. So if you want to know more about the plot twists of my experience, about Ulysseus and about the ESA event, stay updated for the next podcast's episodes. This is Rocket to ESA 2023 on UR Podcast, the podcast platform of Unigi Radio, the voice of the University of Genoa. To comment or contact us, write to radio@unige.it, writing this in the subject, Rocket to ESA 2023. For more info, visit our website, radio.unige.it.